Here's the poorest counties of Alabama, and you can see how poor they can be, $17,000 for household income, 32% for Bush, 29%, and so on. All of these poor counties are all substantially African-American majority counties. The pattern, though, is the opposite from the red states to the blue states, with California and Alabama, I think, forming the sort of two extremes. Which leads then to the big paradox. Rich places vote for the Democratic Party. Rich people vote for the Republican Party. How do we deal with this? Income and voting for the Bush vote, again, household income over $200,000, 62% for Bush, over $50,000, 57%, under $50,000, 45%, under $15,000, 36%. This is a real central paradox, and really to understand this, you really get some insight into how the American electorate is geographically structured. And if you want an excellent overview of this, you can read a recently written book called Red State, Blue State, Rich State, Poor State, Andrew Gelman, Why Americans Vote the Way They Do. And he has a lot of interesting things to say, analyzing a tremendous amount of data. And what he would argue is that the poor people across the country vote pretty similarly, and they vote for the Democratic Party in general. In the red states, more strongly so, but it's a cross-country pattern. We don't see it as much in California, perhaps as some other states, but it is throughout the U.S. Middle class and wealthier people, a completely different story. In the Republican voting states, the middle class and especially the upper class, strongly Republican voting. In the blue states, the middle class, pretty clearly Democratic voting, and the upper class, if you will, split. So he argues that this red-blue divide is something that happens among the affluent. That's where the real difference is. And he further argues that you can see this not just in voting, but in many other aspects of life. In a state like Alabama, affluent people far more likely to attend church than poor people. In a state like California, the opposite. Alabama, affluent people far more likely to be culturally conservative. In California, affluent people far more likely to be culturally liberal. So his argument really is one about the affluent half of the population or third of the population, however you want to peg that, which has very different voting patterns and social attitudes from one part of the country to another.